Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Well, this is an entirely different thing than I thought. So, welcome to Find Your Superpowers. I am waiting for our co-host, Miss Chelsea, to pop on here any minute. We are two very crazy mommies who are working really hard to be successful in life and in business and all different kinds of stuff. So anyways, she should be popping on here soon. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself while we're waiting here. My name is Kim, and you will be meeting Chelsea. We will be having, she has a hashtag, which is Queen Fee. I will let her tell you about that when she pops on. And I am still in the process of looking for a hashtag. So that will be a big deal when I finally figure out one. So, all righty. So I am Kim. I'm the mom of two little girls. One is 5 and 1 is 3. I run a blog called Journey to the New Normal, and we talk all about how to help families find their new normal after like mental illness diagnosis and special needs diagnosis and stuff like that. I personally have anxiety and apparently we just found out ADD. My oldest has autism and ADHD. My husband has ADD. So we are a family full of special needs, and life can get crazy at times. Again, I guess this is live, so I did not realize it was going to be live. That's kind of cool. I'm kind of excited about that. So Miss Chelsea shall be on pretty soon here, I do believe. So a little bit about my story. We have been working since my oldest, who is 5 now, was about 16 months trying to get all of the therapies and the diagnoses and things that she needs to help her be successful. And life is crazy when you have a lot of craziness going on, a lot of special needs and stuff. So I blog about that a lot. I haven't been blogging a lot lately because things have been really crazy at home. But I think that that's something that is in my heart, and that is one of my superpowers, is encouraging people. And I feel like a lot of parents with kids with special needs need that. So anyways, that is a little bit about me. Okay, a little bit about the show. So this is our show title. Today is Inspiration and Introductions. So when Chelsea and I talked about popping on a podcast, we both kind of had the same idea, which was everybody has superpowers. Everybody has those things, those gifts, those things that they're really, really good at. And we don't always know what they are right away. Sometimes we don't have a clue. Sometimes we're still searching, trying to figure out just exactly why we're here, why we're, you know, what our purpose is for being on Earth. And so I think one of the things that is super important to us is that people understand that they are special and that they have those superpowers. Hold on a minute. Let me see if that, I don't think that made a difference. Okay. I'm still trying to figure out if my mic's even working or not. So hopefully it is. Hopefully this isn't just dead air. But if it is, I'm assuming we'll be able to delete it and start again. Yeah, this is kind of our sink or swim kind of thing. So we are jumping in and just doing this because as we were trying to get all our ducks in a row, we realized that we have way too many ducks. Hello, hello? Hello? Can you hear me? I see Queen C on here now. I cannot hear you, though. Hello? I hear something. Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
I can't. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Nothing, honey. I'm talking to the microphone. Okay. You can hear me?
So guess what?
Okay, what?
We're live. I didn't realize we were going to be live.
Dang!
So, anyways, I was giving everybody a little, just a little insight into my life and into what we were doing with this podcast. So,
wait, we're live with other people?
We are live on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good God. Hi, everybody.
The question is anybody listening? That's the question. But if anybody is listening, we're going to talk as though you are. So this is definitely kind of exciting. I'm excited about this. Our first podcast thing. So anyways, I will let you talk a little bit about yourself since I've taken now about 8 minutes to talk about myself. You are really quiet, babe. Are you there, my dear?
I am. I don't know why this is not working.
I can hear you a little bit. It's just you're kind of trailing off here and there. I wonder if we can.
I'll have to find. I can't find my clip on mic right now, and that's probably helpful. So I will look for that. So you'll probably have to spearhead this little session we have going on since I can't. Oh, well.
I can kind of hear you. Don't feel ridiculous. It's, you know what? This is learning. Remember what Maureen said. The best way to learn is through experience.
And here we go.
Well, you know, my thing of it is I feel like this whole thing has been kind of like, okay, we're going to get going, we're going to get going, we're going to get going. And then, like, both of us, our lives are so crazy right now.
And go.
And so it's like, we're just like, we're going to just jump in and do this sink or swim, like, literally, because if we waited, it would have been one of those things where you just keep waiting because you're like, oh, well, I'm going to wait until this evens out. And then something else would have popped up and it would have been, well, I need to wait till this evens out. And then, you know, so it's like we had to just do this. And I think that's one of the things that makes us so much different than other people is that we are real. We are real, and not that other people aren't necessarily real, but we don't have some actual studio to go into to record this stuff. We're not, you know, this is our life as far as our significant others and our kids and our pets and like the TVs in the background that, you know, I put the girls in their bedrooms in quiet play, but Super Wise still playing on the TV.
I totally heard my writer highlight.
Mm-hmm. It's real life, but it's what makes you have to find that balance. And I think that's what makes the difference between successful people and people who aren't so successful is being able to continue even when you flop and fall on your face. You know, not having that necessarily don't get me wrong, I felt kind of ridiculous because I didn't realize we were going to be on air live and whatever. But in the end, it's kind of we're going to get through this. We're going to make it. And then I'm going to figure out how to actually record on this thing instead of doing all live. So I don't mind doing live. I think live would be cool to do some lives.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, I think eventually we should transition to, completely just live.
People can call in. There's a number where people can call in and talk. This is totally really cool. I don't know. Well, I'm, sitting here. It's definitely going to be fun. I'm glad I found this.
Yeah, this is really cool.
You want a good laugh about this? Do you know how I found this?
No.
Through a friend who I met from a certain company that I won't mention that we are mutually, mutually affiliated with. She,
I don't even know who that person is. Later.
I will send it to you because I saw her do it and I'm like, she's doing a podcast and I'm like, oh really? And I looked at it and I'm like, oh, this is so much easier because this actually goes to this will actually send out to all of the different podcasting iTunes and all of that too. So it's definitely gonna be, like I said, this is good. This is a good thing. So
I wonder, is this gonna have a thing where people, because I can see at the bottom where you can enter your email and subscribe to a personalized list. I wonder if people can subscribe. Could they subscribe to ours from that? Or
I'm pretty sure they can. I'm pretty sure. There's also a spot on there. I'm going to have to change it around because right now I have it under my email, so I want to get it under the podcast email. That way we can both log in and see things. There's a spot where you can when you do live stuff, it'll blast out to Facebook and Twitter and let everybody know prior that you're going to be live. Super cool.
I'm so excited.
This is definitely exciting. And I can hear you better. So if you want to do your little thing.
Okay. I am still a mother of three. Mild little boys. And I don't really know what I am right now. Right now I'm kind of just a freelancer. I'm doing a bunch of different things. I'm a closed caption maker. I am a vlogger. Can I say that I'm a vlogger now? Because it must be close. I'm a vlogger.
You could say you're a vlogger now.
And I run a personal development page on Facebook called the growing yourself and mastering your mindset, I guess. Oh,
this is, you know what, it's cool because this is like a journey and I can see people who are listening to us, like growing with us and then watching us grow at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this is something that is, I feel like it's like much bigger than us. Like
yeah.
We are going to be able to impact lives. And I don't know. I think that's like really, really cool. Like
I don't even have to put a bra on to do it. It's great.
It's the thing where like I have a blog and I've had like 3 different blogs. And I've done it for so long and I've had people read it and I've gone through spells where I've had blogs that nobody's read. But like, it's like this time in my life, I feel like the stars are aligning, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And things are finally gonna take shape the way they're supposed to. Like everything that I've done, and this is one of my core beliefs anyways, is that everything that you've been through gets you to a place where you need to be for the future.
Oh yeah.
So
sure.
And I feel like everything that I've been through, all of the work that I've put into blogs that people don't even know about, like all of that was preparing me for this time. And it's almost surreal to be in that moment where you're like, this is where we're at now. Like, I don't know. It's a very exciting, very different feeling. And I'm, like I said, I'm excited.
I'm a little pumped right now.
And I think this is something that needs to be said because I feel, if there's people listening out here or people that are listening, I think there's going to be able to, I think this is recording. I hope it's recording. I feel like there are people who feel like, well, I don't really know what my superpower is. I don't really feel successful. You know what? The truth of the matter is we all go through that and we all continually go through that. Like, we go through cycles, and there are times when you just don't feel successful. You may be successful and still not feel successful. You may feel like my life is a mess, and if people only knew that I'm sitting here looking at, like, dishes piled up in the sink and, like, all this crazy stuff. Like, that's real life, and we all go through it. Every single one of us has strengths and weaknesses, and we do really good for a while, and we have to have that cycle, because if everything was always good and we were always good at everything, we wouldn't realize we were good at anything.
Well,
like, and so I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's people out there who are like, but I just don't feel like I'm ever going to be successful. And like, you have to hang on to, like, just keep going. Don't stop. If I would have stopped at my first blog that I wrote and not kept going, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I wouldn't be on air with 10 minutes left talking to one of the most amazing people in the world, Miss Queen Fee.
Stop it.
And it really is. It's something where you just have to hold on. You have to hold on and you have to keep going. And even like now, like I'm sitting here, we're on this, you know, on this podcast, having this conversation. And, you know, we all have those thoughts of, I'm not good enough. You know, what's going on? I don't feel like I can do this, whatever. But like, you have to just keep going. Whatever that thing is in you that you feel, that thing, that passion that burns in you, like, I mean, For those of you who don't know, I know I talked a little bit about it at the beginning. Mine is families with special needs. And whatever that thing is that burns in you that says, like, I've got to do this. You just got to hold on to that and keep going. Put your blinders on and keep moving forward.
I love it. Can you hear me? You can't hear me, can you?
I can hear you.
Oh, fabulous. Okay. Well,
I can hear you. You're still a little bit quiet, but I can still hear you. Huh?
I feel like we just talked about that, too. Like, I messaged you the other day, and I was like, my life is a mess.
Are you doing
school
with
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You are a beautiful little boy. Yeah. My 3-year-old just ran in here with a t-shirt and underwear on with some markers. And he's doing school work. Like his big brother.
Oh, shit.
That's it? That is awesome. Good job. You know it looks better to put it down.
I can do that.
Okay, I can do that. It's pretty good lesson for my 3-year-old. I can do that.
No. Well, I guess we could take a couple of minutes and talk about where we see this going, kind of what we're thinking. So we're going to be bringing you a lot of interviews with some really awesome people.
I'm so excited for the interview list. I have some amazing people who have agreed that they want to be interviewed. So
that
I'm
is
really excited about that.
That's awesome. I'm super excited because I feel like this is going to be a way of helping other people get some exposure. And just the thing of it is we all have a different story. And that's something that I think I learned a while back, not too long ago, maybe, you know, a month or two ago, something like that, that like when you feel like everybody else is doing the same thing that you're doing. And you feel like, I can't compete with all of these people because, like, there's everybody's doing the same thing. And what do I have that's different? You have your story and you own that. You own the experiences that you've had in the past, the things that you've overcame. You own all of those things and you bring that into whatever it is that you're doing. So where, you know, some people don't resonate with you. There's going to be those people that are going to hear your story and it's going to bring them chills. And they're going to be like, she's my girl or he's my guy. And this is what I'm doing. Like, I want to work with them. I want to learn from them, whatever it is. Like, that is an amazing story. And the thing of it is we all have different stories. And our stories are at different places. I mean, some people have really dark, really bad stories. And then some people don't. But there still are people that are going to resonate that same way with those people. And I would rather find my people that resonate with me that are like, you know, I want her in my tribe. Like, I would rather find those people and work with them than trying to force people who don't resonate with me to, you know, work with me and stuff. So.
And you know what? I've really felt like that a lot lately because I've actually been sitting here the last few days thinking about my story and what I have to offer because I don't have one of those like super dark, you know, really traumatizing past experiences to reflect on. And I allow that to diminish me. Because I just think that that I haven't had enough happen to me that I have a story to tell. And that's not true. It just happens differently.
Right.
So, I like it. I like where you're
going
with that.
It's definitely, it's something that, you know, over time, you just kind of start to realize that you have a story. Everybody does. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just super excited that we're able to do this. I am super, super pumped that I'm able to do this with you, Miss Queensy. So
excited.
It's definitely something that I've been wanting to do for a while, and I think we're going to make an awesome dynamic duo. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that needs to be said before we go ahead and close out. I'm thinking.
I think the hardest part about this is going to be keeping all my other windows closed, so I can't look at anything else. So they're going to be distracted. And, you know, I'm locking my knees in the background. It's terrible.
Cool.
What's that?
You know, it was funny because when I was sending you, I was messaging you on Facebook as I was setting this up. And when I said that we were behind, I don't know if you see, I don't know what your screen looks like, but like you have like the title of the episode and like the little description. Do you have that on your thing?
Yeah, I have like the title and how much time's left. So I think it's linked to this, and then the little blurb about what the episode's about.
Okay, because like I had to come up with all of that on the fly this morning. And I'm like, I'm typing stuff in, and as I'm typing it in, it's like not letting me go to the next thing because I wasn't giving it what it wanted. And I'm watching the time tick down, like, because like literally I set this up, what, it was like 9:30 when I set it up.
Yeah.
So it was like right under the wire, and it's like we turned around and I'm like, I sent her a message and I'm like, yeah, we're behind because, like, I didn't even know if I was going to get everything in there so that I could send it to her so we could record at 10. So, but I know how to do it now. Now I just have to figure out how to do recording versus...
Learning on the fly. That's what we do.
Yep.
I think I'm sitting here looking at it as a guest right now, so... I don't know. We'll
yeah.
See if we can figure out a way that, like, we can both log in.
Right.
Or, I don't know. We'll figure it out. That's my motto. Yep. We'll figure it out.
Yep. No, you know what? It is. It is something where we're just, like, we just kind of roll with it.
And there will be some people who don't appreciate the lack of organization, but we are learning on the fly, and that is my life.
I would rather learn on the fly and actually do it than wait until it's perfect and never do it.
I would have sat and had been hawed over it forever if you hadn't just pushed that button.
I mean, you just have to jump into life. And I think that's where we're both finally getting to that point now where we're like sink or swim, we're doing this thing.
Absolutely.
All righty, my dear. We have like 20 seconds, less than that now. So we're going to go ahead and close this out, and thank you for tuning in. If you stuck with us this long, you are awesome. And we will see you on another episode of Find Your Superpowers.
I'll talk to you guys later. It was nice chat.
Okay, we're off air.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Oh, Alex.
I know. My husband's like, so unprofessional to have your phone go off.
I don't, well, and see, that's why I don't know, because I have my headphones plugged into my computer right now, so I'm not sure if, like, my Facebook notifications were...
Give me a couple more minutes.
...in the background. Probably...
I don't even, like, I don't even know how to find out if there's, I don't know. This is, it's confusing, but I am so loving this at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I am so excited that we're able to use this platform, and yeah, like, I don't know. It's, and we can do up to 2 hour recordings a day.
For free?
No. No, this is not a free thing.
Okay.
It's free for a month, and then it'll be $39 after that. But that's still not that bad.
No.
Not for 2 hours a day if we wanted to.
No. Yeah.
And we can take advantage. They have a thing where we can take advantage of a monetizing thing where we can add in commercials and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I don't know how I want to do that yet, because that's something we'll have to, you and I'll have to actually discuss.
No, not yet. If you want, I can start putting together.
I'm kind of losing you here. I'm hearing a lot of background noise.
Oh, yeah, just for now. I'll mess here. Jensen, come here, baby. I'll just mess with you about it.
Okay. I'm almost scared to come off of here because I don't know what's going to happen next. Oh, wait a minute. Are we still... We're still recording.